This is UN and Africa from the United Nations in New York. I'm Matt Wells. In this week's programme, young South Sudanese take to the airwaves to sing about the challenges of refugee camp life. And British engineers working in the war-torn country give us their perspective on deploying to South Sudan. But first, time's running out to find and implement solutions to the spread of terrorist groups and their extremist ideology across Africa's Sahel region. That's according to El Ghassim Wan, UN Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping Operations, briefing the Security Council on Tuesday. He was outlining preparations for the deployment of a new Sahel joint force by the governments of the so-called G5, Mali, Mauritania, Burkina Faso, Niger and Chad.
The cross-border dimension of the terrorist threat in the Sahel region, as well as the serious challenges posed by transnational organized crime and its links with terrorism, continue to pose a serious threat to stability, prosperity and growth in the Sahel region.
Mr. Wan outlined what was at stake due to the growing nexus of terrorism and crime across the vast swath of the largely desert region of Africa's northwest. In just the past few days, he noted, armed terrorists had killed civilians in Burkina Faso and military and UN personnel deployed with the MINUSMA mission in Mali.
Their activities know no borders, and time and again, we have seen vicious attacks also in neighbouring countries and in the broader region. This past weekend was marked by the heinous attacks in Ouagadougou and on MINUSMA camps in Douenza and Timbuktu.
The senior peacekeeping official said it was worst of all, though, for civilians having to live with the consequences of extremist violence and intimidation across the Sahel. In the epicentre of violence, Mali, 178 secular schools have had to close in the past year due to the targeting of teachers, students and parents.
This erosion of state authority provides a fertile breeding ground for violent extremism and terrorism. A countless number of young people in the Sahel facing job insecurity and even chronic poverty could all too easily fall prey to these groups. The situation is dire, and time to identify and implement solutions is unfortunately running out.
In February, Sahel leaders, the Group of Five, or G5, together with France, agreed a new multinational counter-terrorism force of around 5,000 soldiers, together with police and civilian personnel. Mr. Wan said that important steps had already been taken to make it operational, and its headquarters were due to be up and running in northern Mali by the end of August. He praised the commitment from G5 countries and the European Union in pledging more than €100 million to establishing the force, but more would be needed in the long term to ensure its success.
While generating pledges and contributions to meet the requirements of the joint force will be critical, the setting up of transparent, coordinated and effective funding will be equally as important.
The challenges of day-to-day life in a refugee camp have inspired two young singers in South Sudan to write a song about their experiences. The songsmiths, who go by the names of Tony Gwe Four and Ugly Facile, are now in their early 20s, but they grew up as teenagers in the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya. With no end in sight to the civil war that's forced around 2 million to leave the country since 2013, the song is called Anna Fi Camp, which translates roughly as I Am in the Camp. Presenter Irene Likasu from the UN Missions Radio Network in South Sudan, Radio Maria, spoke to them on a recent edition of the station's breakfast show.
I myself, Ugly Facile, I was born in Kakuma. And mostly, the life I spent in camp was not something easy. You know, we got a lot of support from various people. Mm-hmm. Like UN, they really supported us when we were there. We faced many difficulties. You know, in camp, you can observe what you have seen. As we, the young generation, and God have at least tried to give us some talent, we have to expose it out and people to hear it outside. Mm-hmm. In fact, in South Sudan at last, because our country is not yet stable, but with God, everything will be all right.
Right. And any inspiration for you?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, I was born in Western Equatorial State. I grew up there. In 2008, I went to the camp. And what inspired me actually there in the camp, you know, we really faced difficulties, especially children. Water were not all that, even schools, you know, all those challenges. That what inspired us to just come up with the song.
Can imagine life is not simple in the camp. Well, what lessons did you learn from the experience you had from the camp?
The experience I learned mostly, I myself, there was a shortage of food, mm-hmm. because the food which was brought was not enough for all the refugees. Mm-hmm. So you have to struggle. And another one to that, we have shelters, and the shelters are not all that which can really accommodate all of us, mm-hmm. because we are very many.
Mm.
And at the same time, you know, flood, when it's too raining, you know, you face a lot of difficulties, mostly cholera and other things, some sickness.
And how did you manage to maneuver through the challenges?
You know, I tried my best, not me alone, only my family.
Mm.
If my family were not there, I wasn't longer going to be on this earth.
I faced so many difficulties, not me alone, even those people who were in camp, like a pregnant woman, you know, they're really facing so many challenges, you know. There's no place for sleeping.
It's music time, and let's play a bit of your music. Is it possible to give me a cappella of your music?
All right. Just sing for you now.
All
right. Tonic Wi-Fi, Young Nation Entertainment, Anafikam. When I see my people suffering, crying
downtown,
to come in the VAR, tears leaking from my eyes, for the condition my blood is living in the, we are living like slaves. Anafikam, there's no freedom, no air.
Thank you so much. Surely these lines just caught my attention. Tears locking in my ears and living like slaves. No freedom. This is my song every day.
British engineers who've recently joined the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, are enjoying a unique experience, according to the commanding officer of the contingent. Up to 400 engineers will eventually be deployed in the towns of Malakal and Bentiu. Daniel Dickinson caught up with Lieutenant Colonel Jason Ainley, the commanding officer of the contingent at their base in Malakal, which is located next to the Protection of Civilians site, or POC, for internally displaced people. The Lieutenant Colonel began by describing the contingent's new base.
So this is the UK camp that we've established here in the Malakal POC site. It's a small camp within the huge POC site. It resides on the southern boundary. We've got an Ethiopian company to my right as I'm stood here. We've got the 30,000 IDPs living in the IDP camp right next to us. And then we've got, beyond the berm, open space and heading out towards Malakal town.
And right now it's pretty rudimentary. There's been lots of rain. It's pretty muddy. Must be tough living here.
Yeah, well, it's definitely unique to what we're, to us as Brits and to what we've been used to operating in. When we first inherited the site, there was only a few accommodation units established from a previous troop contributing country and a few ablution units. We've had to add another four. We've had to add a dining facility. We've had to create a container park. We've put a perimeter around it that we can defend in a crisis. We've got sangers so that we can guard the place. And we've had to put, most importantly of all for right now, some walkways in place and some weatherproof roads because the rain's begun in earnest.
But you're good at this stuff. You're engineers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are good at it, but it is quite a unique environment to us. This white cotton soil, this black cotton soil that we're stood on right now is something that we haven't really operated in before. It does blow our minds how quickly it can turn into a swamp, when the rains come, and we're starting to be won over by the wonders of this red murram that can where the roads are that can really handle the rain.
So what are you here to do? What are your tasks?
We're here to provide engineering and medical support to the UNMISS mission. UNMISS is here to fulfil a mandate. We're here to help UNMISS fulfil that mandate by providing that engineering support. So, for example, in the protection of civilian sites, we could help improve the physical security of the site in terms of the berms, the watchtowers. We can help improve the roads. We can help improve the drainage. We can build accommodation for UN staff, both civilian and military, all of those that work within the UN umbrella. And we can do other engineering tasks along those lines. And we're going to do the same in Bentiu as well. We've also got a level 2 hospital that we're going to establish in Bentiu that will provide medical care to all the UN-entitled personnel there.
And on a personal level, what's it like for you as a British soldier to be part of a UN mission?
It's fantastic. This is my first UN mission. Up until now, all of my operational experience has been gained in US-led coalitions in Iraq and Afghanistan. So to me, this is exceptionally unique.
Well, that was Lieutenant Colonel Jason Ainley, the commanding officer of the UN contingent at their base in Malakal, talking to Daniel Dickinson. Well, that was UN and Africa, and you can follow more of our programmes at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter under UN Radio. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Matt Wells.